Wyoming officials released the state's first comprehensive plan to combat homelessness. The plan is titled A Home for Everyone, and it lays out the state's strategy for the next 10 years. It's been in the works for the last year and a half. Wyoming Public Radio's Miles Bryan sat down with Wyoming Homeless Services Coordinator Brenda Little to talk about the plan.
Brenda Little, glad to have you here.
Thank you, Miles. It's great to be here.
So I know one big issue on this topic has been federal funding. In the past, Wyoming's lack of a state homelessness plan has meant we've lost out on federal dollars. With this plan in place, will we be seeing more federal funding in the future?
That depends on a couple of things, Miles. In order to receive federal funding from Housing and Urban Development, HUD uses a point system. We gain points by things that we do right in the homelessness world, about policies and how we spend our money and how we collaborate, those types of things. We earn points on the HUD scale by having a 10-year plan to reduce homelessness. So what that means is that now that we have a 10-year plan, we will have more points toward HUD success in receiving more federal funding. That said, even though we move up on the scale, Congress has not authorized any more funding to go to housing and urban development. So even if we score more points, if Congress hasn't approved of the funding, our funding stays the same. One of the goals and strategies in the 10-year plan is to look at other avenues of funding beyond the federal government. The Wyoming Homeless Collaborative has formed a 501c3 nonprofit corporation, so we can start applying for grant funding elsewhere. And one of the strategies in the 10-year plan is looking for funding outside of HUD.
Another fact from the homelessness plan that I actually found pretty shocking is that Wyoming has no homeless services in the western half of the state outside of Jackson. How will the homelessness plan address this problem?
So we believe that there's a lot more population in the western part of the state that maybe doubles up, what we call it, or living with family and friends. We have the Wind River Reservation in the western part of the state where we see that phenomenon really heavily. So we're looking at that. Also the transient population and how we tackle more of the transient population in Evanston and Rock Springs. That's a part of the plan. So because the federal definition does not cover a lot of the folks that we see in the western part of the state, we would have to look internally at our own Wyoming Homeless Collaborative, that 501c3 that I mentioned to you, a Wyoming solution.
So several states, notably Utah, have been successful in reducing homelessness through a program called Housing First, which basically gives homeless people a permanent place to live without strings attached. I know that this is being tried out in Casper, but is it part of the statewide plan?
Miles, Housing First is a new program that's working. It's something that we do want to look at. Housing First was mentioned in the 10-year plan. It's something that they are trying in Casper. The concept of Housing First, if you don't mind me saying, is that instead of saying, if you solve your drinking problem or drug problem, then we'll help you find a house. The opposite. We will find you a permanent place to live, and then we will tackle the problem that has caused your homelessness. It's working in Utah, and it is one of the strategies in the 10-year plan that we are going to be looking at.
It's working really well in Utah, which in many ways is very similar to Wyoming. It's been pretty successful in Casper already. Mm-hmm. Why isn't this a bigger part of the plan? Why isn't this a huge part of the plan?
Well, Miles, for one reason, the culture of Wyoming plays a big part. What we saw in putting together the 10-year plan and what we see in the homelessness world all the time is you see that independent culture playing out in a couple of different ways. You see it not only with a lot of folks in Wyoming who say, hey, you know, cowboy up and take care of yourself, but you also see folks who are homeless saying the same things to themselves, saying, hey, I know I'm homeless, but I'm not going to ask for any help because I have an independent spirit and I'm going to cowboy up and take care of it myself. And yet they do not have the resources to do that.
So this is a 10-year plan. It's 2015. Where should we expect to be in 2025?
In 2025, I expect for there to be a statewide acknowledgement of our homelessness problem. Some solutions in place concerning housing and availability of housing in Wyoming. I'm not sure yet what that's going to be, but I expect to see something in place in 10 years. I expect to see a Housing First project beyond Casper. I expect to see maybe two or three Housing First projects. And I expect for us in Wyoming to be receiving more money, more funding from HUD, and funding for projects that we can prove work. There's a lot of people on board, including Governor Mead, and I think we're going to see some very positive things happening over the next 10 years.
Well, Brenda Little, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Miles. It was a pleasure to be at Wyoming Public Radio.